Now, as we were saying there, the international implications of Donald Trump's return to the White House are becoming clearer. At a summit of European leaders in the Hungarian capital Budapest, there's likely to be intense focus on what his success means for the war in Ukraine and for international trade. Here's what the Finnish Prime Minister Petteri Orpo had to say on his way into the meeting this morning.
I think that we have to give a clear message here today to the United States and the new administration that we support Ukraine as long and as much as needed. The message has to be clear and strong. And the second one is that it's clear that Europe have to do more for its own defense, to strengthen it and own security. This is important message to Trump.
On his way into the summit, the Taoiseach Simon Harris described President-elect Donald Trump as transactional and said that he would understand that US-EU trade is a two-way relationship.
We do need to be aware that the risk of a transatlantic trade shock has now increased. I think that is a statement of fact, but we need to work our way through all of these things, and we need to engage with the new administration at a European level, because, of course, trade is at an EU level.
Taoiseach Simon Harris. For more, let's go to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. Tony, will you tell us more, first of all, about this summit? Who's meeting and what are they discussing?
Well, Rachel, this is a summit called the European Political Community. Now, this is the fifth version of this format. It was put together initially by President Macron a couple of years ago. So it's the EU 27 leaders, but also about a maybe 10, 15, 17 other leaders from non-EU European countries. So Keir Starmer, the British Prime Minister, is here. Leaders from places like Azerbaijan, Turkey, Liechtenstein, Iceland, Norway, and so on. So it's the big continental gathering. And they were due to be talking about migration and energy security and the war in Ukraine. But of course, the one overarching topic now is Donald Trump and what that'll mean for both the European economy and the war in Ukraine. And of course, it's also been overshadowed by the fact that the German coalition has collapsed, and Olaf Scholz is under tremendous pressure now from the opposition there to have a no-confidence motion or a confidence vote very soon rather than in January. So that is also a big sideshow. And I suppose it is reflective of this sense that Donald Trump is leading this new populist right-wing wave that is also being surfed by the host country here, Hungary, Viktor Orban, the Prime Minister, making that point, and also reflective of the fact that there has been a surge in the right in Europe, in European elections this year. So it's a real moment of reflection and, I suppose, anxiety for European leaders. And again, like everybody else, they're waiting to see who Donald Trump puts in positions of power within his administration and whether or not he follows through on those threats, both on tariffs and on withdrawing support for Ukraine militarily.
Some interesting comments from leaders on Ukraine this morning. What have they been saying?
I think the one that stood out for me most of all was Mark Rutte, who was the former Dutch Prime Minister. He's now the Secretary General of NATO. And you could see that he was trying a little bit of flattery, saying that, look, when in his first term, Donald Trump was the one who badgered NATO member states to increase defence spending to the 2% target. And he said, as a result of that, most NATO member states had done that. Now, I think that's also because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So he was trying to say, look, Donald Trump does have a positive influence on transatlantic security. Whatever his intentions about Ukraine, President Macron, Emmanuel Macron, spoke about the need for Europe to no longer be outsourcing its security to the United States. And again, Ursula von der Leyen, the European Commission President, saying, look, whatever happens with this new administration, Europe is stronger when it works together. And she talked about how Europe had pulled together during the COVID pandemic and in response to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. But the trouble is, as I mentioned, that Europe isn't now united on Ukraine. You have Viktor Orban, you have the Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico, all talking now about, oh, look, it's time for peace. But for many people, peace simply means capitulating to Vladimir Putin.
Tony, thank you for that. Tony Connolly there at that summit in Budapest.